Welcome to Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ, and welcome to part two of The Genius of Lindsey Buckingham.
This summer, when you think vacation, think National Lampoon's Vacation. See the real America.
Underpants. Hey, yellow.
Clark!
It's friendly.
I'm okay.
Don't you want to look at the Grand Canyon?
It's educational.
It's great.
And most of all, it's fun.
The dog went on the picnic basket.
Let Chevy Chase, Beverly D'Angelo,
Clark,
Imogene Coca, Randy Quaid, John Candy, and Christy Brinkley.
Well, are you gonna go for it?
This is crazy.
Take you for a ride. This summer, when you think vacation, think National Lampoon's Vacation.
Better check under the hood.
Yes, in my opinion, Lindsey Buckingham is a genius. I just love the way he writes songs. I love the way he constructs the melodies. I love the way he performs the songs. I love the way he puts them together in the studio. Lindsey Buckingham is a real artist in the recording studio. And he's meticulous about the way he constructs his melodies and puts his songs together. And there's so much individuality and creativity there. Such an amazing guitar player. Great singer with great harmonies and great vocal melodies. And like I said, the guitar playing, no pick, so adventurous and creative and individual. And just no one else writes or records songs that sound like Lindsey Buckingham's work. He's a true individual and a true genius in the history of rock music, pop music.
Trouble.
On the last episode, we took a look at what Lindsey was doing before he joined Fleetwood Mac, and then we looked at Lindsey's career with Fleetwood Mac in the 70s, focusing on the Lindsey Buckingham album contained within Fleetwood Mac's double album Tusk from 1979. Fleetwood Mac took a year off after the Tusk tour, during which Lindsey and Stevie Nicks each released solo albums. Stevie's album went to number one. Lindsey's did not. Lindsey Buckingham's first solo album, Law & Order, was released on October 3, 1981 on Asylum Records, produced by Lindsey and Richard Dashett. The first single, Trouble, was a top 10 hit, but the album only made it to number 32. Lindsey Buckingham played every instrument on the album except for the bass and drums on Trouble. Fleetwood Mac's fourth album with Lindsey and Stevie, an album called Mirage, came out on June 18th, 1982, would spend 5 weeks at number one, 18 weeks in the top 10. Lindsey Buckingham has five songs on that record, half the album, and while the hits came from Christine and Stevie, Lindsey's songs are by far the best, especially my two favorites, Can't Go Back and Eyes of the World.
Standing in the shadows, a man. My heart was breaking, I'll tell you why. A back and forth lies unfurled in the eyes, in the eyes, in the eyes of the world.
Now, what you hear in those songs are the melodies, beautiful melodies, very interesting, intricate production, studio creativity. And I just love the guitars and the vocals and the melodies and the way everything goes together. Pure genius from Lindsey Buckingham on Mirage. At the beginning of the episode, we heard the trailer from National Lampoon's Vacation, which featured prominently in the trailer, the Lindsey Buckingham song that he wrote for the film called Holiday Road. Pop masterpiece, in my opinion. Lindsey Buckingham had another song on the National Lampoon's Vacation soundtrack, a song called Dancing Across the USA.
We went
dancing across the USA.
Lindsey Buckingham's second solo album, an album called Go Insane, came out in July of 1984. Once again, Lindsey co-produced the record and played almost everything on it, this time including a lot of keyboards. There are some unfortunate moments on the album, but several of the songs are spectacular, especially the opening number, I Want You, and my favorite song on the album, a song called I Must Go.
I'm
Once again, when you hear those two songs, they don't sound like anyone else, and nobody else could pull that off. Very creative, great melodies. I'm just a sucker for Lindsey Buckingham and his intricate pop melodies. Just love it.
You could say that both Go Insane and Law & Order were done to some degree under duress. And, you know, those had to be squeezed in between whatever the needs were of touring and recording of the group at the time.
1 year later, after Go Insane, in July of 1985, Lindsey Buckingham had a song featured on the hit Back to the Future soundtrack, a really cool song called Time Bomb Town. In November of 1985, Fleetwood Mac had begun recording their fifth album with Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham, and the record would appear in April of 1987, and the first single, a song called Big Love, was a Lindsey Buckingham song and the top 10 hit.
The Tango and the Night album has tracks on it that were the beginnings of my third solo record, and I had started that, and then the group sort of moved in and said, hey, we got to do this. So the song Big Love sort of switched gears and got into the group thing. There was more than one time when I was tempted to sort of go out and leave the group, but it's like anything else. You have to check your own impulses and make sure that you're really doing the right thing and you're ready for it. And I don't think in 1984 that I had my feet on the ground enough to have said, yeah, this is done really well. I think I'll split. There's also an accountability, you know. I mean, these are four other people to whom I owe a great debt, you know, in many areas. And there were a lot of problems, there was a lot of craziness, but there was a lot of love, too. You can't downplay that at all. The thing that I always did for the group was to take the raw material from everybody and to fashion it into records. And, you know, that's a responsibility that I took pride in. I mean, it was something I felt sort of blessed to be able to do for other people.
Unfortunately, Lindsey Buckingham doesn't really have much to offer on Tango in the Night other than Big Love. Another song by Lindsey was a single, released as a single from the album. The album's fifth single, a song called Family Man, I don't really like the song very much, but an otherwise unreleased Lindsey Buckingham song was on the B-side of that single. And that's a great song, far, far superior to Family Man. And as far as I know, this song has never been made available in any other format, only on the B-side of that Family Man 45. Lindsey Buckingham song called Down Endless Street. Lindsey Buckingham left Fleetwood Mac shortly before the tour for Tango in the Night was supposed to begin.
I didn't really want to do the touring thing, so that's gone by the wayside. I'm now hard at work on the solo project. I 12 years with the group, and I just felt that it was a time to start thinking about things that were going to make me happy and things outside of the confinements of a certain piece of machinery, which is really what any group is that's had a certain amount of success.
How do you feel now about embarking on the next chapter of Fleetwood Mac without Lindsey?
Well, I already gave Lindsey up. Lindsey is a thing of my past. I hope that Lindsey finds what he is searching for, and I hope that he's happy. But as far as he and I are concerned, there's just nothing left to say.
So as they prepared to celebrate their 21st birthday, Fleetwood Mac had to face up once again to replacing a key member. They chose this time to expand to a six-piece again, bringing in Rick Vito from the Bob Seger Band and Billy Burnett from the musical family, which includes his father, Dorsey, and his uncle, Johnny Burnett.
So after leaving Fleetwood Mac, Lindsey did not resurface for 5 years. In June of 1992, his third solo album, Out of the Cradle, was released by Reprise Records.
The title of the album, Out of the Cradle, is from a Walt Whitman poem, the full title of which is Out of the Cradle, Endlessly Rocking, which obviously has a double meaning for me. I think that poem was something I ran across probably, 10 or 15 years ago. The gist of that poem really has more to do with the child that remains in all of us, even when you are a grown man or woman and you're walking around, but you still have a certain amount of this small child that's rocking inside of you. And that double meaning seemed to strike a certain resonance. And also the fact that leaving the group, I mean, at age 42, there's a certain irony in calling the album Out of the Cradle.
And this is, I hate to say it, but one word to describe it would be a more mature record. It's more straightforward than his other two solo albums, that's for sure. More of maybe an adult contemporary sound. Not quite as adventurous or creative or weird, not a lot of the weirdness. But there is a lot of that Lindsey Buckingham personality in the opening song on the album, a song called Don't Look Down.
Don't Look Down, that's one of my favorite songs for a number of reasons. It's a declaration of optimism, which is really where I stand right now, is looking forward. The structure of that is great for me. It doesn't really have a kit of drums. It's relying on little cardboard boxes and things floating in and out, which gives it kind of a fresh lightness. And it's also got a lot of contrast from the verse to the chorus. It's got sort of a croony kind of verse thing that comes in, is kind of reassuring, and then it kicks into sort of a machine-like chorus. It kind of slaps you across the face.
I like Out of the Cradle a lot. Like I said, it doesn't have as much of Lindsay's personality and just the strangeness and adventurousness that a Lindsay Buckingham fan appreciates so much about his work. Not as much of it is present on Out of the Cradle as it was on, say, Tusk, Law & Order, Go Insane. But at least half the songs on Out of the Cradle are excellent.
You folks have the distinction, I suppose for better or for worse, being a part of the first show, really, that I have ever done on my own. And we're going to be doing a selection of material from my new work, Out of the Cradle, and also some older pieces that I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with. So as long as nobody, you know, yells out, go your own way too soon, I think we'll all get along. So it's going to be a good mix. So really, thank you all very much for coming tonight, and hope you have a good time.
Up next, Lindsey Buckingham would have a song on the soundtrack to a 1994 film starring Joe Pesci and Brendan Fraser called With Honors. This film was directed by the guy who directed Madonna's infamous tour documentary, Truth or Dare. So the soundtrack to this film was produced by Madonna for her Maverick record label. And she had a number two hit from the soundtrack with a song called I'll Remember. Lindsey Buckingham's song on the With Honors soundtrack is a great song called On the Wrong Side.
I must be going. Kiss me goodbye. Eyes without sight. Oh, we know we're running on the wrong side.
Lindsey Buckingham officially returned to Fleetwood Mac in March of 1997, and that reunion would culminate in a live album called The Dance that would go to number one on the Billboard charts and include two brand new, previously unreleased Lindsey Buckingham songs, Lead to Love Her and My Little Demon.
My little demon coming on down. My little demon's turning me around. All of my friends all telling me that I just ain't the man I used to be. I really don't like it. Ain't nothing I can do.
Once again, My Little Demon, classic, classic Lindsey Buckingham song. Weird, eccentric, tons of personality, but just an infectious melody. Incredibly creative and great and well done and sounds like nothing else, but it's a wonderful song. I was lucky enough to see that Fleetwood Mac reunion tour in late 1997, I believe, in San Antonio, Texas. And the tour was sponsored by Best Buy. And at the venue, when you arrived, they were handing out these postcards, if I remember right, which you could then send in and you would receive in the mail a free 2-disc set meant to commemorate the tour. And that 2-CD set included an at the time unreleased Lindsey Buckingham song called Steal Your Heart Away. Great song.
Somebody
That song, Steal Your Heart Away, would eventually appear on Fleetwood Mac's 2003 album, Say You Will, which was made without Christine McVie. But I still prefer the original version, which Lindsey recorded for what would have been his fourth solo album, an album that was going to be called Gift of Screws, and that record had been recorded between 1995 and 2000. And at one point, it was actually scheduled to be released by Reprise in 2001. Several other Lindsey Buckingham songs, which were intended for the Gift of Screws solo album, would end up on the Fleetwood Mac Say You Will album. Miranda, Come, Red Rover. My favorite song on Fleetwood Mac's 2003 album, Say You Will, is Lindsey's song, What's the World Coming To?, which was one of two Lindsey songs on the album that had not been intended for Gift of Screws.
What's the world coming to? What they say isn't true. You can't plant no seed where there's only greed.
Finally, in 2006, Lindsey released his actual fourth solo album, an album which was not called Gift of Screws, it was called Under the Skin, but included three more songs from the aborted Gift of Screws album.
Been a changing plans.
My favorite song on Under the Skin is probably a song called It Was You. Years had passed between Out of the Cradle and Under the Skin, Lindsey's third and fourth solo albums, but it only took two more years after Under the Skin for Lindsey to release his fifth solo album, and this one he actually called Gift of Screws. It included another trio of songs that had originally been intended for the Gift of Screws that would have come out in 2001.
Time.
Gift of Screws, the Lindsey Buckingham album that came out in 2008, one of the greatest albums of that decade. It's an amazing album, a wonderful collection of songs. Lindsey at the top of his game, amazing pop songwriting.
Fleetwood is someone who plays the shuffle very well. It's in the early part of his lexicon of reference points there, and he's playing on Wait For You, and John McVie, who is Mick's counterpoint, is playing the bass on that. So yeah, that's just a tune that is sort of, it's a little bit blues based, but it opens up into being really a pop form. You know, it starts off with a riff. Let's see. It's this kind of a
kind of opens up into a pop song from there. And of course, John and Mick are so well suited for that kind of a song. Their early roots as 12-bar blues players, you know, made them perfect for that. So we had a good time putting that song together.
Got to set you.
In 2011, Lindsay released yet another solo album, a record called Seeds We Sow, but it was pretty disappointing, at least for me. There are a couple of songs I like, especially a song called That's the Way That Love Goes. In April of 2013, a new Fleetwood Mac EP appeared, which included two new Lindsey Buckingham songs.
My eyes were consumed by the silence in the room. Your dreams would not wake from the words that we break. Hello, hello, said angel. Have you come too far to warn the drums for far or calling? My soul marches out the door. We fall to earth together. The crowd calling out for more. Hello, hello, said angel. Have you come to fight the war?
At this point, Christine McVie has rejoined Fleetwood Mac after a 15-year absence. And I got to see the band live February 12th, 2015, a few weeks ago, in Milwaukee, and it was a great show. Christine sounded great. Stevie sounded great. Mick and John killed it. The rhythm section, outstanding. And Lindsay just gave a tour de force performance. Just amazing. Just the guitar solo on I'm So Afraid. They performed I Know I'm Not Wrong, my favorite song from Tusk, one of my favorite songs of all time. It was just a killer show, and Lindsay was in top form. And Lindsay also said that they're going to be a prolific band from this point on, implying that we're going to get another Fleetwood Mac album, hopefully, and another tour, and hopefully we're going to get a lot more great new music from the whole band, but especially from Lindsey Buckingham.
Joining us to talk about education. From the movie Red, Academy Award winners Morgan Freeman and Ernest Borgnine are here. And also, I promised my friend Lindsey Buckingham that he can sing a song about literacy. It's gonna be great, Lindsey. Okay, now, Mr. Morgan Freeman, you were in a movie about education called Lean on Me.
Right.
Well, you played a principal named Joe Clark, who was tough. Is that what our schools are lacking today, toughness?
Well, no, I think what our schools lack today is toughness. I think what our schools lack today is empowerment. It's the first thing we need. Well, I mean, empowerment begins with the choice of what kind of education you're going to... saying, where it really starts is with a solid family foundation.
Family foundation.
Well, they call it homework because it begins in the home.
It begins in the home, yeah.
Yeah, well, but some students don't don't have that solid foundation, you know? So they have nothing to build on. It's very sad.
It's so sad, baby, and I got to say, what's up with that? What's up with that? What's up with that? What's up with that? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to slow this thing on down. Now here, to promote reading is America's top educational folk experience. Please welcome Doo-Doo Man and Swiggy.
Now to play us out.
What does that mean? To play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with Lindsey Buckingham performing Big Love all by himself, February 12th, 2015, Bradley Center in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I was there. I witnessed this performance live, and it was absolutely spellbinding. Just incredible. Until next time.
Well, this song was not in American Horror Stories. It's significant to me for its transition that it's been through musically, this song. Symbolic, perhaps, of life itself on some level. You know, this was the first single from an album called Tango in the Night. And I'm pretty sure this song was, you know, written before you were born. pretty sure. But, you know, that album was also significant because it was the very end of a certain lifestyle for me. I think we all in the band kind of led our lives in a certain way for a long time, thinking that that's what we needed to do to be rock and roll, to be creative, which was not true. So we did record this album up in my house. I produced it, and then once the album was done, I took leave of the band for a while to just kind of make a few changes myself. And if you look at the lyrics of this song, it does describe someone who was very well defended, someone who had emotional boundaries, very well drawn, happily with the passage of time. That is just an echo now. So I guess the song began as a kind of contemplation on alienation, but it has now for me become more a mantra or a meditation on the power and the importance of change.
I'll be back.